Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. Effingham attorney Scott Ely is now serving as the private counsel for Robert Pendergast. According to Ely, he entered his appearance as private counsel in court on Thursday morning when Pendergast appeared for a hearing. Ely stated that he appeared with Pendergast and the public defender was discharged from the case. Ely requested a new jury trial date, which was granted. Pendergast's jury trial will now be held on January 8th at 8:30 a.m., and he will have a status hearing on October 18th. 58-year-old Robert Pendergast of Effingham was arrested in May following a disturbance that occurred on Edgar Drive. 53-year-old Corey Stice was injured in this disturbance and he later passed away. Pendergast is being charged with aggravated battery resulting in great bodily harm, a Class 3 felony, and involuntary manslaughter of a family member, a Class 2 felony. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
This is Illinois Radio Network. In Springfield, I'm Greg Bishop. Heading into Illinois' bicentennial, a New York Times best-selling biographer who's written about Abraham Lincoln wants to elevate the status of another president with Illinois connections. Following an event at the Lincoln Presidential Library in Springfield yesterday, historian Ronald White said Civil War Union General and 18th President Ulysses S. Grant has been overlooked and forgotten.
And I think he embodies leadership qualities that today are sometimes in short supply. Humility seems to be in short supply. He's self-effacing. He's respectful of others. He doesn't point to himself.
Former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar was at White's event and said Grant stood firm on human rights following the Civil War.
Lincoln gets should get a lot of credit for freeing the slave, but Grant really put the force of the federal government both trying to help the African Americans and the Indians, too.
Born in Ohio, Grant spent several formative years before the Civil War in Galena, Illinois. This is Illinois Radio Network.